FM, Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania. I am Martin.
I am Evan.
And as stated earlier, this is The Common Room and Creative Differences.
But starting next week...
big news, not really though, on the WJRH.org website, or .com?
.org.
.org website, instead of being found under The Common Room for our show name, we will be found under Creative Differences if you want to listen to past shows.
We don't know how the Creative Differences name got onto the system. It was probably when I submitted the form this at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. There is, surprisingly, another name called, what's it, like, the...
Creative Program, which is honestly funnier. We should just embrace that one. It's just,
no,
it's,
Creative Differences is like the whole theme of our show, though.
But the show itself is creative. And it is differences, a program.
Well, more or less.
Creative, you know.
Let's not combine. We did the whole combining of names last year, and that didn't really work out. So
we were still known as the Common Room, I suppose. Even though the Common Room is a thing of the past.
Yes.
Old news.
Very unfortunate.
Yesterday's papers.
Well, the paper comes out tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, it's Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love looking at the paper.
I can't wait to get it tomorrow.
It's a lost art, looking at a newspaper. We would get at the house up until, I mean, probably still it's happening, we would get the Wall Street Journal, and the mailman just throws it onto our driveway, and we run it over with the cars, and we run it over with the trash cans before anyone decides to pick it up. It rains, and it gets all wet, and it's...
But it's in, like, the bag, so it's okay.
But then, you know, if it rains hard enough, you
the
try to pull out that...
The bags are useless.
It's a mess.
Useless.
Yeah, the newspaper is drenched.
We didn't get it delivered, but we would just go down to the store, which is, like, a 30-second walk. And just buy the paper.
I wish I lived in a time when the newspaper was how you got your news, and it's like it was just a...
I'm kind of glad
it's a universal thing. You know,
I'm not in that time, but like that doesn't mean we have to lose the art of newspaper reading and newspaper crosswords, which are the best part of...
See,
the newspaper.
I do the Washington Post online mini crossword whenever I think of doing it on my computer. Usually I do it in class.
There's something just different about doing it in the newspaper.
Oh, absolutely.
You make a mistake and you really screwed yourself.
It's a lost art. We are a small minority when it comes to craving the newspaper.
You can get... If you have a, like, New York or Wall Street... Journal subscription, you can get at the post office, can't you?
Yeah, no, there's a huge pile. Whenever I go down there to get a package, there's like a huge pile of what is it, Wall Street Journal, New York Times?
It's one of them.
Just stacked up, ready for people. Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe I will too.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to the music. I'll play my first two songs, and then we'll switch right over to Martin. God knows where we're going with that.
Oh, it's going to be a wild show.
The first one is going to be a Zeppelin song called Custard Pie, one of my personal favorites. And then the second one, my mother requested a Violent Femmes song because she loves the Violent Femmes.
I don't know who the Violent...
I'm surprised you don't... You know like a what's it called? Blister in the Sun?
No.
Like that, like... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a great song, yeah. This is on the same album. It's not that song. It's called Please Do Not Go. Very catchy, very good.
I will
good.
See if I know it.
Yeah, if you don't, I would think you might like it, because it's a good song. But that'll be second, and then we'll come back, we'll chat, and then it'll be over to you.
It'll be my songs.
But then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears I cry.
We are back.
Martin, you didn't like that one.
Okay. Well, it's not that I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan.
What's the difference?
One means dislike and one means just not like.
There's absolutely no difference in what you're saying.
There's neutral and there's dislike and then there's like.
No, you described it as not like. Neutral and not like are two different things.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is a riveting conversation.
Let's move on then.
All right. I'm over this.
I like the first song.
Really?
Yes.
It's very surprising.
How is it surprising?
I just wouldn't expect that at all. You're like an enigma when it comes to what you like and dislike. There's enigma. No sense of trying to recommend stuff because I don't, you know, things I may think that you would like.
Every song you text me and recommend, I like.
Oh, that's not true. I don't think it is.
Name one that I haven't liked.
I've played songs like when we're in person and I'm like, you might like this one. And you're like, eh, no. Turn it off. I'm putting on my playlist.
The reason I put on my playlist is because as
a
whole...
It's more widely accepted. I don't want...
It's more widely accepted.
Well, because maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, and when I have to play my playlist,
you know,
I skip songs for you. It's...
No, you skipped over The Chain, and then you skipped over Baba O'Reilly.
And then I went back to it.
Just to spite me.
No, I went back to Baba. I didn't want to listen to The Chain.
Why wouldn't you want to listen to The Chain?
It's just such a well-known song. It's like a once a couple months
The Chain,
song.
I'd say, in terms of like the rock and roll canon.
No, The Chain is like you always hear The Chain on radio. No,
if someone says to me Fleetwood Mac, the first songs that come to mind are like
The Chain.
Go Your Own Way.
No, The Chain.
Maybe in your world.
We live in the same world.
Anyway,
I think you have a shout out.
No,
that's later?
We're playing the song.
Why would we play... Which song are we playing?
My sister Lauren requested a song, and so now you've made it completely just out in the open. It was supposed to be, I would introduce the song, give the shout-out to my sister.
Why didn't we do it
sister.
This time, then?
Because it's your songs. So it would have just been one of my songs. You're psychoanalyzing everything. So
all right.
It's very meta. Turn on your music.
No discussion for this break.
We've just bickered.
Well, that is our show in general.
Bickering
though.
Is good.
So my songs, starting off pretty normal. I think you'll like them. I know you'll like one of them. Up first is "I Was Made for Loving You" by Kiss. Yeah. Fantastic song. You'll like it.
Perhaps
you will. And then the next one is "Eleanor" by the Turtles, which you definitely know.
I know the turtle song, like the I can't see me. Like that's not Elmer, is it?
But you for my, I think that is.
You should know. It's your.
I don't research these bands as much as you do.
I don't know the Turtles except for that one song.
I think that's the Turtles.
Well, yeah, no, but that is not.
If
what you're
it
playing.
Is, I'll play it later. But for now, it's Eleanor by the Turtles. But that's my second song. For now, though, it's "I Was Made for Loving You" by Kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a very quick song.
Incredibly quick.
Incredibly quick.
Shockingly quick.
What occurred there was I played the Kiss song, and then Spotify decided,
no,
like,
thank
10
you.
Seconds into the song, that it couldn't play the song.
Couldn't support it.
It definitely could, because it's in my playlist, and I listen to that song daily. But that's why we very quickly went to Eleanor by the Turtles, which in of itself is a very quick song.
Quick shift.
To make up for the loss of Kiss.
And to make up for your earlier mistake.
And to make up for my earlier mistake, we'll blame it on me, I guess.
It wasn't my fault. We are going to dedicate the next song to my sister Lauren. This is a great song, an early Beatles song.
I don't think I know it.
From their first album. Oh, you're going to love this one. Very happy, very light, very energetic. The first Beatles album, it's pretty flawless all the
way. Is it the first album?
You know, like Twist and Shout?
No.
You don't know Twist and Shout?
I want to Twist and Shout and Let It All Out?
No.
Okay.
No, that's Shout. This is surprising. Anyway, this is a great song. The whole album's fun. It's like young baby Beatles. They look super cute on the album cover. You can look for yourself.
I will.
And me and Lauren would often, in my car, because I have the CD in my car, we would listen to this whole album. We'd listen to With the Beatles, all the early Beatles albums, all the fun ones, all the great ones. So here it is. This is Please Please Me by the Beatles, and then we'll come. Should we come back again, or should I just? We'll play another. All right, we'll come back quickly. This is another short song, 2 minutes.
Well, you better get your songs in quickly then.
Yeah, I've got a plethora to choose from.
All right, well.
All righty, here we go.
Another very quick song.
Yeah, you know what? I was just looking at the computer here. There was like 3 seconds left in Please Please Me, and then it just jumped right into the next song.
Yeah, I saw
it. Catches you off guard.
Because I paused it on an earlier song. I paused it so that we could talk, and then it just went the next song. And I was like, this isn't what's
supposed
to occur.
Very frightening. Straight out of a nightmare.
Spotify is being...
Very frustrating. Anytime I move my head to this headphone, just rattles, and it's irritating.
The equipment here is... not well maintained.
There's an irritable odor oozing out of this room right now.
Like smell odor?
No, like just
odor is smell.
No, it was used.
Do you mean like aura?
Yeah, but you know, odor. I thought you would be able to infer what I was trying to say.
No,
you're not so good with the social cues.
Oh wow! What are you insulting me now?
Anyway,
I don't remember insulting you earlier. I could have.
when I'm at your place and we're playing cards, you find any little nook and cranny to insult.
This is a much bigger show than usual.
We're in an irritable mood. Just the Spotify failing room. And the headphone.
You know, the whole aura.
It's very warm in here, which as well, which is, yeah. It adds the tension.
I don't like the temperature in this room.
I wish that, like...
Or the door.
I do wonder if we had been doing shows in, like, January and February because they started late, would it have been cold in here?
I feel like it would just always be warm.
The moment you walk in, like from the outside, the moment you walk in just into the hallway, it's very warm. Noticeable temperature change.
The worst thing about this basement...
What is it? Spit it out.
I think when we did our training here, I think I saw a roach.
Really?
Yeah, and I have a bad experience.